There's few things the rush hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the rush hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Fat, on today's show, I see two editions of Topics Brownless.
Yes.
How? I'm not sure what's going on, but you'd better make them work.
It's about time I got some recognition I deserve for being the man of the people, Jim.
Yes.
And in this hour, we're talking broken fingers.
We also chat to Aussie cricket superstar Glenn Maxwell, and I've found an unbelievable stat on the great Bruce McAvaney.
But up next, Jimmy boy, I suggest you lay low, because the one and only, the Chief, Jason Dunstall, is joining us, and he's not happy with you, Linguini.
He loves me, the chief. We are great mates.
No, he does not.
Grab another glass, because JB and Billy are back soon. It's Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session. There's plenty more Rush Hour on the Listener app. Download it now. LISTNR.
I feel good.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
We talked about it earlier. We're in Bali.
Yes.
This amazing villa right down the bottom of Bali on the cliff. It was superb.
Oh, lovely.
The guy said, make sure you keep your doors shut during the day.
Because? Well, you'll tell us.
Monkeys.
The chief.
Chief's descendants. And then I look around the side, and that's the vision you saw on Instagram. Yeah. There was the chief. Lazy as you know what.
Excuse me.
That's him.
He's just parked there with all little chiefs zooming around.
So he's sent the little chiefs in first.
Little chiefs are all zooming around, and big fat chiefs up there doing nothing.
As usual, tough talking when there's no sign of Jason.
I don't need to be worrying about whether he's there or not.
You know he doesn't like
He
that.
Likes me, and he likes that.
He hates you.
He loves me.
And he hates hearing that stuff on the radio.
I don't think he does.
And he even texts you on Saturday on the Saturday Rub.
Keep up the good work.
What were the three words he used, Jim?
That's what he said.
No, he didn't.
Keep up the good work.
So why are you so tough when he's not around?
Well,
you're
because
so tough.
We're mates, and I'm not intimidated by the chief.
You're not.
No.
We have a phone caller. His name is Jason Dunstall. He's on the line now. Chief, please.
Hello, Bill. How are you going?
Great to hear from you. You're one of my favourites. I love you on the TV, and you're one of the great goal kickers of all time. And I'm sorry about my friend James.
And my favourite too, Chief.
Great to see you, Bill. We haven't caught up for a long time.
I know. It's been a while. What have you been doing, mate?
Oh, just kicking around the traps, mate. The season's going very, very quickly, isn't it?
It is. Only four home and away games to go. Who do you think will win at the minute, Chief?
Oh, hard to beat your Cats, Bill. You'd be starting to get a little bit cocky, wouldn't you?
Yeah, just a little bit. Are we going to see the best of Melbourne?
Chief, it's your old mate.
Sorry, Bill, what were you saying?
Yeah, sorry. Melbourne, are they going to come back? Are they going to be okay?
Well, I keep thinking they're going to be, and then they hit another flat spot. I'm genuinely concerned about them, Bill.
All right. What about I Like Sydney?
I think they're a definite top four. I think they will walk into the top four. They've got a pretty good run home, but they're playing good footy. And you never know what they're capable of doing come September.
Yes.
Do you follow me on Instagram, Chief?
Any other questions, Bill? What else is going on?
The bounce. I'm enjoying the bounce. I love the way you go with the bounce and the boys. Gee, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, we all just try to have a laugh, mate. Most of the time we take the mickey out of ourselves as opposed to attacking other people.
Yeah. People do that, don't they?
And they do.
It's a bit of bullying, really.
Mate, the show's flying. Whenever you get given the opportunity to actually talk, the show's flying.
Yes. Going well. Do you listen to the Saturday Rub?
No, because there's a bloke on it I'm not particularly fond of.
But you never have been.
Yeah, Damo, we're not either. Chief, I ran into some of your family members. It's what I was referring to before.
Oh, he'd love to grab you.
Chief.
I don't think it's going too well. He's not. He doesn't like
you. Do me a solid, Bill.
Hey?
Do me a solid. Just clench your fists and throw your arms around like mad and see if you connect with anything.
You got him one day, Chief, in the old studios. You had him up against the glass and he didn't like that, did he?
Well, let's just say I hope I run into him again in a confined space at some stage because he won't be breathing for much longer.
Chief, you also dangled me off the side of a boat.
Why didn't you drop him?
Oh, sorry, Bill, what'd you say?
Chief, people are going to be listening to this and thinking you're serious.
He is. Chief?
I love talking to you, Bill. I genuinely do.
Now, what about your Hawks?
I wish you could get rid of that anchor that's tied around your legs, mate.
Speak about Rabs like that. He does his best work. Chief, we go back a long way, Chief.
Not far enough of the shit you've been carrying on with. You are dead to me, boy.
Yes. All right, we better go.
Chief.
No, he doesn't.
You better go. Hey, Bill, great catching up with you, and we should have a frothy soon.
All right, mate. Good to see you. One of the best ever. Chief, Jason Dunstall.
Enjoy the Chief's company.
See you, mate. He hates you. He hates you, Jim. Absolutely hates you.
Bill.
Well, you better text him or do your best.
I don't think.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. I couldn't give a shit about the Chief.
No. You're dead to him.
You know why I say that?
Why?
Hung up.
Because he's gone.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I don't understand how you do that.
You get paid for it. Oh. When have you broken your finger? Unusual, Jim. What? Because a robot broke a 7-year-old's finger. 133353. Well, he was playing chess.
Chess.
So
the 7-year-old's playing chess.
And he was playing against a chess robot.
Right.
This is in Moscow, Jim, in Russia.
Imagine, yeah.
So they're playing. Anyway, this is Sergio, the president.
Where was the game of chess?
In Russia, Moscow.
Right.
Rabs.
Moscow.
So this is what Sergio said.
Yes.
The robot broke the child's finger.
Oh.
This, of course, is bad.
Thank you, Sergio. Yeah, thanks, Sergio.
The robot was rented by us. It has been exhibited in many places.
Right.
The child made a move, Jim, and after that, he had just left his finger there on the pawn or whatever it is, and the robot went bang on top of it, and they couldn't lift the robot's finger.
It could have been a rook.
Well, I don't know.
Doesn't have to go with pawn.
Or bishop.
It could have been a bishop.
Bloody queen.
Yeah, didn't have to be.
Or a pawn. Well, the pawn, there's a lot of pawn.
I know that, Bill. Pawn. All right, so what are we doing?
He just wants to say
he
pawn.
He does, that's all he wants to say. Like a real imbecilic fool's head.
A bloke and his family went to a motel, Jim.
No, thank you.
So, anyway, this robot squashed his finger, broke his finger. The kid had to play in a cast, Jim, for the next couple of days. So that is, it's a narrow niche type of topic here.
So therefore.
133353. Hence!
Hence!
When have you broken your finger? Unusual.
Right. So we got Brad from Whittlesey, I think, joins us first. Hello, Bradford.
Brad.
How are you, gentlemen?
Where'd you break your finger?
Working on a car, being a mechanic by trade, and the apprentice decided that while I was changing belts, he was going to try and start the car, so he's hit the key.
Oh, no.
And I've ended up with fingers jammed between belts and pulleys. Sure enough, I had to get him to actually go and get a knife so that I could cut the belt so that I could get my fingers out. And, ended up with 3 broken fingers.
Three?
Oh, wow.
3.
No, are they recovered?
I've got, I had surgery on to fix 2 of them because it actually snapped all the tendons and everything in there.
Oh, geez.
But I've got 2 that are a bit wonky and a bit bent and so I can't bend them properly.
The apprentice didn't last.
Yeah, what happened to him?
Oh, no, the apprentice didn't last.
No, you can't start the car on your boss.
Yeah, just start it up.
Oh, no, come on. Stay there, Brad.
Yep.
Brendan Doncaster-Bill.
Hello, Brendan.
Hey, how you going?
Or Brendan.
Brendan.
All right. Yeah. How'd you break your finger, Brendan?
My brother popped a balloon on my auntie's finger when I was playing balloon and broke her finger.
No.
What? Balloon broke her finger?
Yep.
So
broke it good.
It was a balloon and he went to try and pop it on a finger.
No, they were just playing, like, hitting the balloon to each other, and, he popped it on her finger and it broke it.
How can it, with all the beautiful respect to your magnificent auntie, how's a balloon breaking her finger?
Don't know, she's a bit soft.
Oh,
yes.
Jeepers.
What do you get when your bones get a bit bristle? What's that called?
A bit bristle.
Bristle. Yeah, when you don't drink enough milk and stuff. What's that called, Jim?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Osteopubis,
that's it.
Not pubis.
No.
Osteopubis.
Let's go to Emma.
Oh, my God, Emma.
Emsy, come on, Emsy. What happened?
Hi, I took the tip of my pinky finger off in a banana lounge.
Oh, the phone's ringing too. You're busy, Emma.
I am.
How did you do it on a banana lounge?
I was trying to adjust it, just trying to relax in the sun and, trying to adjust the back and my finger got stuck and it collapsed slipped and, yeah, sliced the tip right off. We had to put it in a bag and take it off to hospital.
Did you get it sewn back on?
No, it wasn't enough to sew back on, so I've got just a little stubby finger.
Were you on holidays or was backyard?
No, just in the backyard.
Banana lounge.
Yeah.
Stay there. So, osteo. What's it called? If you have weak bones.
I'm concentrating on the callers.
I'd like you to have another go at it because it's not osteopubis.
Yeah, I know that. We'll find it out in a minute because we'll talk to Sharon in Bendigo. Sharon.
Hi, how are you guys?
Going well. How are you, Sharon?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
Good on you, Dom.
How did you break your finger unusual, Shaz?
I was splitting firewood and cut the finger pretty much off, broke the knuckle, cut the top of it, part of it off and broke all the tendons, all of the muscle and everything like that, and had to get pins and everything put in the knuckle to get it put back together again. Jeez. And it now points a little bit the wrong way.
Oh,
so you hit it with an axe?
I hit it with an axe cutting firewood.
Oh, no. How do you do that?
That hurts.
Well, when the kindlings are standing there, sitting there, and you've got your finger in the wrong place, and you go swing, your knuckle instead.
Come on. That's silly.
That hurts.
No, no, buddy.
That hurts a lot.
Can we get out of you what it is?
Osteoporous.
Big
pardon. Osteoporous causes bones to become weak and brittle, Jim. That's it.
No, osteoporous. Osteo what?
Poreos. Anyway, we move on.
Porosis, Bill. It's not even a hard one. Osteoporosis.
It is. I've never heard of it. I knew it was osteo something.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
A budding genius and a blooming idiot. And guess which one I am.
There aren't too many more exciting things in cricket than seeing this bloke blast one into the stands.
Maxwell facing.
There he goes.
Please welcome the big show, Glenn Maxwell.
Bill, as good a striker of the white pill as I think the game's almost ever seen, is Glenn Maxwell. He joins us now from the Sydney airport. Maxie, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me, boys. I assume you're talking about the golf ball.
Well, actually, you can add that white ball to the other one too, because I understand you're flying out there at Sanctuary Lakes.
Yeah, going nicely out there. Handicap's starting to go in the right direction, which is nice, and I don't think I'll be winning any comps anytime soon, but it's nice to have a good day out on the golf course, and yeah, it's just good for the mind, isn't it?
Yes, I saw you on Paul Gow's show there on Fox Golf, and you're leading the longest drive with, I think, 300-metre drive. Just went whack.
And I tell you who I beat. One of the Adelaide's finest, Greg Blewett, and didn't he give me an absolute serve during that show?
He wasn't happy about it.
My God, like, I've never seen someone so bitter and twisted just because I was able to hit one past him and hit one closer than him. And he was supposed to be the amateur golfer that played for his state and like, did all sorts of these. Oh, mate, it was embarrassing.
Did you hear him talking about all that? Oh, yeah, I represented the state and I did this and I did that. You're going, righto, Bluey, pull up.
A lot of carry on for not much performance. That's what I got out of that.
How was Sri Lanka? We saw you over there. Nearly got a game. I think you're 12th man maybe twice. They were thinking of bringing you in for the third spinner, weren't they, Maxie?
Yeah, it was pretty close. For a while there, I was the eighth batter, the third spinner, the bits and pieces player, specialist fielder, bat pad. I could have done anything. But to be honest, to be back in that test squad was an unbelievable feeling to sort of, I don't know, just be in the mix again. It's been a long time since I've been considered in any red ball cricket. So to sort of get thrown back into it like that, it just sort of brought back memories and just reminded me how much I really want it. And hopefully, if things go my way, I can potentially get over to India next year. And who knows, the career might not be done yet.
Yeah, exactly.
What a magnificently comfortable mental game that would be. Third spinner and batting eight.
Lovely.
Oh, mate, wouldn't that be delightful? And you lose another wicket, and I'm batting with the tail, it's a bit of freedom there.
That's it, swing hard.
What was the messaging, Maxie? Because they obviously want you to be around the test team, and so they bloody should, especially in the subcontinent. So what do you need to do? Do you need to play more for Victoria or show something? I mean, what do they want to see from you?
I think what the general feedback is, they've been really happy with the way that I've been able to work on my bowling over the last few years and make that a genuine strength to my bow. It's not like I'm a part-timer anymore. I'm getting relied to bowl 10 overs pretty consistently now in one-day cricket. And it's that's not even conditions-based. It's been able to actually bowl at any time during the game for the team. And I think that's what, I suppose, got me that little extra edge to potentially get back in that test squad. And I think my batting against spin bowling and in the subcontinent's always been really solid and something that's been a strength of mine. So, but to have that extra string to my bow going really well, it's I think that was the pat on the back that I got.
Did you forget your baggy green? Did you had to get it sent over?
Well, I didn't get it sent over. It disintegrated in the bag.
It crapped itself.
What? It's done, absolutely done. So I gave it back to Kookaburra to go get fixed, and they just gave me the message this morning. Actually, they said it's unfixable. It's dead. It's gone.
Oh no!
So I'm gonna have to. I don't know what I'm gonna do with it because it's literally just shot to pieces.
So we'll explain. So Maxie's played in a winning Test match, and then they've got the champagne out and the beer out and gone nuts in the rooms. And at the end of that, it's obviously ended up on his head as well as everyone else's. Then it's gone back into the bag and into his cricket bag.
Just into the corner of the bag there.
And then it stayed in there and basically it just rotted.
Yeah. The moss got into it and it just ate it away. And the funny thing is, the last Test I played 7 Tests and I played in 1 win. And that last Test was my 1 win. To sort of, I suppose, have the celebrations after that. And then that was 2017. And so it's been 5 years just sitting in the spare room.
That's like my Max. I got a Maxi actually call him Slapsy. And you find food and that in their school bags, Jim. It's like that.
Hey, mate, you're a bloody star. Yes, well done on you, in the off-season and in Sri Lanka and everywhere. And we look forward to when you get back from England dominating for the Melbourne Stars and Australia.
Bloody oath, legends. Take care. Thanks for that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want to laugh with him, but I can only laugh at him. What about the great Bruce McAvaney?
What's he done,
needs
Bruce?
To get to the end of 2024 to have broadcast on our television screens for 50 years.
Oh, wow.
50 years.
1974.
That's good going.
That is bloody
50 years. Jeez. What a legend he is, by the way, Macca. He's absolutely superb. They've got the Comm Games coming up in Birmingham. He will make that look really good. Of course he is.
He's the voice of the Comm Games.
Yep. And he will do a brilliant job of that. There's never been anyone that covers the track better than the great man.
I think he nearly likes the track more than anything.
Yeah,
Who is the next voice? Because we've been lucky in our era, haven't we? We've had some great commentators, Dennis and Bruce.
Yep. BT does a magnificent
Brian
job.
And yourself.
Thank you, Brian.
And yourself.
Oh, boy.
But we're talking track and, like, Mac
but
is
who's
always
the next Bruce? That's what I'm saying. The whole lot.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I commentated Sunday with Alistair Nicholson.
Yes.
Very good.
From the ABC.
Very good.
Yeah.
And got that same breadth.
Right.
So you got people like myself that do cricket and footy.
Footy.
He has got the ability to do everything. And he's a very classy caller. I'm not saying he's going to end up Macca. Because he's in a division of his own. Mm. But there's someone who does a very good job of commentating all sports. Did the hockey, I think, at the recent Olympics, did a brilliant job of that.
Our mate over in Perth, Basil.
Oh, how?
Basil. Jim.
No, that was Rabs.
Oh, Rabs.
Rabs is just branded the Lord Mayor.
But Basil does the swimming footy and the cricket. Good. He can do it. Rabsy Warren was very good. Yes. He's not doing it anymore.
What about Jason Richardson?
No, he's a bit limited. Mm. Well, but only because of the follically challenged.
That doesn't matter. Bald blokes are making it.
So's Nico. He hasn't got a lot of hair. Very good, Alistair. And no, Richo is too, but Richo's a horse racing
What
man.
About Jared Waitley?
Well, not on our station, Bill.
No, I'm saying for the whole coverage, like the next Bruce McAvaney.
He doesn't call Bill. He's like
he
a...
He calls.
Calls what?
Calls himself when he's late for dinner. I don't know. But
no, you're talking about a comedy, you know, like a ball-by-ball commentator, which is what Bruce is. So 50 years, Bill, is an extraordinary performance.
No, well done.
So if he gets to the end of 2024, Bluey. Greg Blewett. Rabbits.
Rabbits.
What's happening
What's wrong with you?
Those mumps have worked their way into your brain.
Yeah.
Throwing some names up.
What the hell?
Bluey.
Bluey's like a cricketer.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
But he's been good on the mic.
No. He's brilliant at covering cricket.
Not brilliant.
Bruce McAvaney's across the whole
lot. That's what we're looking for.
And he's got 2 more years till he's done it for 50 years. So what What a performance.
The next. That's what we're trying to find, the next
right,
Bruce.
Well, you dig into that. I'm not interested in that as much as I am celebrating one of the great careers, a legend.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
Bluey.
On Triple M.
Bluey.
Yeah. He's been good.
What the
hell? Greg Blewett on the boundary for Bob Jane Teamarts.
Oh, no. Clean belly, heel, bill of health. Clean
Rats.
Bill of health
come on,
for
Rats.
Both teams down here, guys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Crocs are back.
They've always
they
been.
They say they're back.
Rolling blades.
Rolling blades.
Our next guest is known for many things. The D-Generation.
All right, you got that dial locked on 23FM, your one-stop, non-stop shop, a classic rock.
Utopia.
It was a minor arrhythmia thing, and now I've got this monitor that connects.
Like a pacemaker?
No, like a monitor.
And he's behind pretty much every good Aussie TV show from the last 35 years.
There is no one section. It's just the vibe of the thing.
Please welcome.
And then all of a sudden I'll get loud again and then just sort of fade off into the background. But I'm
Rob Sitch.
Sitchy, always a pleasure to have you on.
No greater honour, JB, to be on the Rush Hour.
Can you believe it's 30 years since the Late Show first went to air on the ABC? 30 years.
I can't, because I had to reassure somebody that it was in colour the other day. I'm going, Jesus, God. And I was sort of stirring them. I mean, seriously, it was only yesterday. And I go, and then someone said, but you've still got the VHS tapes.
Yeah,
went, yeah.
VHS. That's it. I was in my mid-20s, and it was must-watch television, The Late Show. I absolutely loved it. I no idea who any of you were at that stage. You know, all household names. But at the time, I'd have said something about these blokes and girls. They're just quality.
Well, it's funny, JB, because we were on the ABC at the time. It was a Saturday night, and it was like, you know, that was the dead zone. And so we only had two audiences. One was people over the age of 70 complaining that a BBC drama wasn't on.
Yep.
And or more Poldark, I think, was what they wanted. More.
Yes.
And then trapped teenagers who, you know, prior to the online world arriving, weren't old enough to drive or get out and drink and were trapped at home. And so, in a way, that the younger demographic saved us.
Well, I was there, and you would have been the same, Fat, because when you're playing, you're not going out anywhere.
No,
you're
watching.
So you are stuck at home. So that was when
Countdown
you did all of that sort of stuff, and the Late Show was liquid gold.
It was. And you still all look pretty good, actually. Have a look at this photo 30 years ago. Everyone still looks okay.
There's no change.
Well, there's a little bit of change. Tom's lost a bit of hair.
It's funny when you go, I know you'd feel the same. You don't feel any different. And then, you know, for footballers, it's seeing yourself on the front bar and going, holy hell, who's that guy?
That didn't work for Bill, Sitchy.
How did I do that? How did I kick that long goal?
How pissed off would you be, Sitchy, if you took a direct flight from Perth to London and then found out that your luggage was in Darwin?
Oh, God, that is just... And have you ever stood in the queue for baggage services?
Yes.
They find the most disinterested person on the planet. They say they sign them up for a 15-year contract.
I tell you, is a star in the making, Melanie Bracewell. I like her. I like cheap seats. Good show.
She's a winner. And the first thing, JB will know this, the first thing I asked her, are you related to the Bracewells?
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
And she said, I am, but I'm from the non-sporting arm of the Bracewell. Right.
Well, I played against both John and Brendan, and John was the angriest spin bowler I ever saw.
No, was he?
Angry.
Yeah. He was a big guy too, wasn't
he? He just used to stare at you really angrily.
But they're supposed to be fast bowlers.
Well, fast bowlers are the ones that are normally angry.
No.
He's like a finger spinner. He was angry. Sitchy, we look forward to speaking to you before the season's over, because I'm with you. I think there's a turnaround for the Demons. But it needs to happen pretty quickly.
No, we've got to get our skates on. You can't have Jakey Lever on the side, you know, doing sideline comments. You've got to have him out on the ground.
Bloody oath.
No, you need him.
You do. And Benny Brown.
No, they'll be all right. They'll be all right. Hey, great chatting, mate. Thanks very much for jumping on.
Good on you, JB. Thanks, Bill.
See you, Rob.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You must be embarrassed when you look back at that.
Not at all. I look in the mirror and I say, good on you, Fat. I'll tell you what I found very interesting, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
This passed across my desk and I just grabbed it as it went past.
Passed across your desk.
A funeral parlour person has revealed the strange objects families request for their loved ones to be buried with.
Yes.
Very strange indeed, Jim.
Right, okay.
This lady, lovely Tracy Dixon from Queensland, said the flu season is usually the busiest time of the year, Jim. Right. It gets very busy. Sometimes we have of 12 bodies a day. Ooh. And she dresses them and puts them in the coffin, of course, and puts makeup on them.
Yes.
But there's some strange requests from the family. One was a surfboard, but it was too big.
Too big.
So they had to cut it in half.
Right.
So the gentleman got buried with his surfboard. Mm. Others have been beer and cigarettes in their hand.
Wow.
So they in their hand, puts a can of beer or the cigarettes in their hand. Things like that. Very, very strange indeed, Jim.
Oh, my old man had a great mate who passed away a long time ago, a mad golfer. He had the old 5-wood persimmon headed, you know, the wooden headed, little spoon, or whatever they used to call it.
Yeah.
He had that in his coffin.
Because he just wanted to.
Well, he loved it, and it was his rescue club that he went to when he was in trouble.
That's ironic. It was a rescue club.
Why?
Well, he didn't get rescued. But also,
no, he'd passed away.
Bill. Yeah, I know. Well, that's the ironic.
It was someone you knew.
Yeah, exactly.
1-3-3-5.
Great friend of my dad's.
1-3-3-5-3, anyway. Jim. Yeah. Hence.
No, you're getting no hints out of me. Disrespectful words.
What item do you want to be buried with, Jim?
All right. Well, let's get to Heath in Werribee.
Heath,
what do you got for us?
G'day. Yeah, so I'm not going to be buried. I'm going to be cremated.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm going to make sure that my family put in, 4 or 5 kilos of bacon to really mess with the guys in the crematorium.
Fair dinkum. That's funny.
Why not? Go out with a laugh.
You'll smell nice. Bacon. Beautiful smell, Jim.
Yeah, well done. Stay there. Julie? Caruana?
Come on.
Caruana, close.
Caruana, Jim.
Oh, listen to you. Bill waits until I get it wrong and then gives it to Caruana, Jim. Jules, what's happening with you, please?
Look, I've got his niece of Sydney Swans memorabilia that I really want to be buried with, every single bit of it.
Oh, yeah, good. Did you hear Luke Parker before?
Oh, I did. He's such a legend, that boy.
What a champ he is.
Yeah, got Warwick Kappa's footy boots. He signed them and all. I won them actually at an auction.
Oh, you won them at an auction. You actually bought them at an auction. But, Jules, what if you could only take one piece of the Sydney stuff, what would you take?
I'd take my miniature Premiership Cup that we won in 2005.
Good for you. Well done.
Take
well,
that one.
Your mob are going beautifully as we speak, exactly. So maybe this is the year of the swan. Stay there. Rowan is in Newborough. Rosa
is where?
There you go.
Newborough. Newborough, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
What are you putting in there, please?
Probably my favourite fishing rod and reel and a cigar, but if I was getting cremated, I'd probably put firecrackers in there.
Firecrackers. Cigar, that's interesting.
And a fishing rod.
Yeah, fishing rod. It would have to be one of those ones that you can collapse
shorten
down.
Up, yeah.
Yeah, nice though.
Fishing rod.
Steve-O.
Or the ugly stick that joins bends right around on itself.
Don't talk fishing with me. No man knows less about fishing than me. Yes. Steve-O.
Steve-O.
G'day, guys. Yeah, I heard of an old Italian guy that built his own house, and he wanted a brick to be buried with him because he said, everyone says you can't take it with you. Well, he wanted to take it with him.
Yes, I like that.
That's not bad.
I like that. That's good. Stay on the line. Good. Vicky Ferntree Gully. Hello, Vic.
Hey, Victoria.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. When I exit this world, I want to be cremated.
Yeah.
And none of my family want my car, so it'll have to be sold. The car is a 1973 MGB Roadster.
Beautiful.
So it is beautiful. And I want my ashes put under the carpet in the car on the floor pan so I can still get around in my car, but somebody else will own it.
That's good.
Wow. Is that a nice car, Jim?
Vic, I had a 68 MGB.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Overdrive, cool. White with the black interior. I had to sell it very sadly, and I still regret passing.
So, everybody regrets selling something like that, but they're a single person's car.
That's true. That's
you want
true.
The ashes under the carpet
I
of
like
the car.
That, so she can Maybe. Still drive around in it.
What about the back seat?
Well, Bill, Nick's in Craigieburn. Hello, Nick.
Boys, how are we?
All right, what are you going to be buried with?
Well, I'd like to be buried with a couple of schooner glasses and a slab just in case I wake up all of a sudden.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Good on you, Bill. That's camaraderie ship. They're right there in the room.
Camaraderie ship?
Our next guest has already become a cult figure at the Bombers.
He's got everything. He'll put it through.
Checks on.
He's very watchable. Banana.
There it is!
The banana! And he hides it back to the middle.
Before Essendon take on JB's Kangas on Sunday, please welcome Sam Draper.
Fact.
Yes.
We spoke to our man Drape
on the
31st of March when no bastard had heard of him.
I know.
In the time between then and now, he has turned into a superstar.
Exactly.
Of the competition and taking the piss, kicking goals. Sam Draper, welcome back to the Rush Hour.
Wow, what an introduction. Thank you.
Oh, now, run us through those. Well, the one on the weekend, the banana nah, and then the high knees. Run us through that. Very confident.
It was a very tight angle, and I was pretty happy when that the banana went through, as you could tell. And the boys were trying to get around me for celebration, but they couldn't catch me. I was off.
Hey, you were.
Sammy, I couldn't work, so I was doing the game. I couldn't work out why you didn't increase the angle and maybe go with the left, but you just stayed exactly where you were. And the old South Australian, because this is from Ranella, the Czech side, as they call it over there, draping it never looked like missing.
Oh, boys, I don't think you'd want to see me do a left foot snap. I don't know how that would go.
Could go anywhere.
Yeah, that's not in the kit bag just yet.
Now, you're going all right, but the Bombers, we're quite happy with the last few weeks.
Yeah, we've turned around a bit since the bye. We had a few different things we focused on and made it really simple. And, the last 6 weeks have been really positive for us, but would have loved to have get the win against Collingwood, but it's all right. We're back playing some good footy, I think.
What did you need to fix? What's been tweaked since the bye?
The ruck hitouts?
bit of carry on from me. I don't know. Like, just really focusing on our contest and our pressure, and then basing our game off that, and then letting our flair and stuff come after that. But I don't think we're getting that right to start, and you can't really be in games of footy if you're not in the contest.
And a couple of those midfielders getting back to their very best. Yes. Zach Merritt and, of course, Dylan Shields had a really good month. Yep. So that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, definitely. And really happy for Shealy, how he's going. And he's playing like the player we know he can be now, which is really awesome to see. And it's, off that contest, defensive pressure stuff. So, it's really good to see.
And then you play North Melbourne this week. The last
tough
game of
outing for you, Drape.
It's a long wait, isn't it, the last game?
It's 4:40 on Sunday.
So it's a long wait, mate. What do you do? Do you watch the other footy? Do you love watching the other games?
I watch a bit of it. Probably not so much the day before. I just like to chill out. But, if the good game's on Friday night, I'll be watching that. But maybe not so much Saturday.
How do you go with the gold man, the veteran? You would have played a few times against him?
Against Todd, once, I think. It should be good. He's been in good form this year. It should be good. I'm really excited.
And so you bloody should be. You've had the number over the Kangas now for a fair while. I think it's something like 10 in a row, isn't it? Or some ridiculous stat. Drapes?
Not really. I don't know. You're telling me.
Yeah, no. Stats, Jim.
He just gets
the ball.
Sadly, as a North Melbourne man, Sammy, it's been pretty one way.
Yeah,
in recent times.
Well, that's a lot of clubs at the minute with North.
Have a listen to this bloke, Jim. Drapes, do you want to come in here and do this job?
Oh, Drapes would know what to do.
No, I've got no idea.
Well, neither's Bill. So,
how is Bill going? Is he going all right?
Yeah, jokes have been good. Everything's going beautifully. You got a good joke for us, Drapes? You'd have one.
No jokes. I was just going to ask how the shakes were going.
Yeah.
Yes. Good.
Good?
A bit hard in the cold weather, but I'm down to one a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's the weight? How's that going?
Yeah, good. Lost a bit, actually. Going well. I look good.
Sammy.
Good.
I'm back on the market.
Sammy, we discussed this. We discussed this on the Saturday rub. Bill's a member of a fat club.
Yes.
He and five of his mates go to the gym with the aim to get fitter and healthier.
We're all fat. Yep.
He's also now representing a shake mob, and their whole aim is weight loss.
Ice away.
And dry July, Sammy. Yeah. So he hasn't had a drink for 27 days. And guess what?
What?
He's fatter.
No, I'm not.
No, I bet he's not. No, he good is. On you, Bill.
Yeah, see? Drapes knows what we have to go through. Do you have a drink? Are you allowed to have a drink?
Occasionally, yes.
I had a couple of off-season eyes at the ESPY, Drape, and my goodness.
Well, we've been through this. It was that doppelganger of mine.
Hey, Sammy, love what you're doing.
Sammy!
Can't wait to see how you go about it, not only on Sunday, but for the rest of the year, and we will chat to you again.
Yep, sounds good to me.
Good on you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I have the belief that we provide enough eye candy. Maddie, our superstar in the booth, got bored a while ago, Maddie Haywood. Yep. He said, oh, look, I can keep pumping out 15 to 20 minute idiot files if you want, or I could do something a bit different and put a couple to song.
Mm. Oh.
So jam an idiot file into a song just to sort of change things up a bit.
I see.
I loved it. I loved it.
I didn't.
Well, this one has been put to a song that Bill's somehow latched onto thinking it's craft.
Yeah.
And I think you'll enjoy it.
North Melbourne met with the AFL on Monday.
Oh, look at him.
In its
he's
application,
newsreader
for a priority pick.
No.
Should they get a priority pick?
Jim, well, you can get a third go.
Should they get a priority pick?
Priority.
No. Should they get one?
I'm not answering the question until you say the word properly.
Should they get an extra pick, Jim, for being so bad?
No, don't.
So Longwood kicked 9 goals, 3:57, Jim.
Yeah.
Got defeated by Violet Town.
Violet Town. You wouldn't want to leave there.
No.
Violet Town.
And just have a listen. Someone else thought it was... someone else.
Two zip.
Yeah. Figure, power, figure. Absolute flop.
Well, why did you put figure first and then power figure?
Anyway. What do you get when your phones get a bit bristle? What's that called?
A bit bristle.
Bristle. Yeah, when you don't drink enough milk and stuff. What's that called, Jim?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Osteopubis,
that's it.
Not pubis. No. Osteopubis. Can we get out of you what it is?
Osteoporous. Causes bones to become weak and brittle, Jim. Anyway, we move on.
Paralysis, Bill. It's not even a hard one.
And it's a thesaurus joke, Jim. People can send me in now. Oscar, I think, that rang in and said that his mum used to look after him with a double scissor sizzling.
Oh, no.
Monday night might have been one of Ben's worst performances of all time.
No.
Wow.
What happened Monday night?
This is yesterday.
Oh, that's yesterday.
Bill.
Jim. I tell you what, it sums me up.
It does.
The only way is up.
That is true.
I tell you what.
We're just waiting for you to sort of trend up.
You should have that on your tombstone when you die and get buried, Jim. The what? Only way is up.
Why?
Well, it is, isn't it? You don't want to go down. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
As I always say, we either do an idiot file or an idiot song, and he starts contributing to the next one
straight away.
Like, immediately.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram, and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No. Or groan.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
Tomorrow, Jim, a protest has been organised about fairy bread. Police are expecting hundreds and thousands to be there. Jim.
No, but rabbits.
Fairy bread.
What he's doing now
fairy
is...
fairy bread, which is not right.
What you're doing now is you're trawling the internet for the worst possible joke you can find.
That's sent through to me, and I don't mind it, to be honest. I think it's all right. Yeah. But rabbits, don't fall for this.
No, Rabs, I hit the wrong button yesterday.
You did.
No, you didn't.
No, he did. Here we are.
Hooly dooly.
Let's pick it back up again. Here we go. Rabbits now. Poison. 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 Rabbits. What are you doing?
Get stuck, you hooly dooly.
What the hell? We got a boot going. Get rid of that other one, rabbits. No, other one. That's it. There we are. Rabbits. Pandemonium.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off here if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR.
I feel good.